This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper spoke out against Turkey's military assault on Syrian Kurdish fighters, calling it a mistake. He went on to say Turkey is heading in the wrong direction and is getting closer to Russia.
On any number of issues, we see them spinning closer into Russia's orbit than into the Western orbit. And I think that's unfortunate, and I think we all need to work together to strengthen our partnership with Turkey and make sure they trend back to being the strong, reliable ally, responsible ally that they've been in the past.
Esper says the invasion jeopardizes security gains made in recent years as the U.S.-led coalition and allied Syrian Kurdish forces battle the Islamic State group. His comments are very different from U.S. President Donald Trump's remarks on the situation, which he calls a big success. AP Sagar Magani has more.
As he claimed success, the president was quick to note the withdrawal was hammered just a few weeks ago.
Now people are saying, wow, what a great outcome.
Seth Jones at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it is, but not for the U.S.
It is the Russians.
Jones says Vladimir Putin's filling the vacuum the U.S. created by leaving Syria, just the latest toehold Putin's grabbed in the region.
Virtually every major country in the Middle East now has to go through Moscow as part of its political and military deliberations, not Washington.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces on Thursday say Turkey and its Syrian rebel allies have launched a large land offensive targeting three villages. They are calling on the United States to intervene immediately to stop the attack. Israeli ex-military chief Benny Gantz has been tasked with forming a coalition government after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's efforts failed. Mr. Gantz now has 28 days in which to form his own coalition. From Washington, this is VOA News. The 39 people found dead in the back of a truck south of London were Chinese. Reuters' Maya Wormsley reports.
The truck and the trailer with the people inside apparently took separate circuitous journeys before ending up on the grounds of Waterglade Industrial Park in Grays, 25 miles east of London on the River Thames. British police said they believe the container went from the port of Zeebrugge in Belgium to Purfleet, England, where it arrived early Wednesday. A National Crime Agency assessment report on serious and organized crime last year said there was a greater focus on rising smuggler numbers in Belgium after the closure of the Dunkirk migrant camp in 2017. Zaria Shakili, London.
Pakistan and India signed a landmark agreement Thursday on the opening of a new border crossing for Indian Sikh pilgrims to visit one of their holiest places in Pakistan. The rare instance of cooperation between the two nuclear-armed South Asian rival nations comes amid a sharp deterioration in their traditionally strained ties. Democrats pursuing their impeachment inquiry of President Trump are demanding that the State Department release key documents they had subpoenaed about his efforts to pressure Ukraine to open investigations to help him politically. The proceedings on Wednesday were interrupted by congressional members of President Trump's party who forced their way into the secure hearing room. Meanwhile, as AP's Mike Gracia reports, current and former NSC staff are slated for impeachment interviews.
Two key witnesses could appear before House impeachment investigators next week. Four people familiar with the inquiry schedule tell the Associated Press closed-door interviews have been tentatively scheduled with National Security Council Russia and Europe Director Tim Morrison and former NSC staffer Charles Kupperman. Morrison and Kupperman are key because they may have been listening to President Donald Trump's July call with Ukraine's president that is at the center of the impeachment probe. Kupperman's interview was tentatively scheduled for Monday. Morrison would appear Thursday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Lebanon's presidents say he is ready for dialogue with protesters to find the best solution for saving the country from financial collapse. In an address to the nation, he suggested a government reshuffle was on the table. A court in Bangladesh has sentenced the principal of an Islamic school and 15 others to death over the killing of an 18-year-old woman. She was set on fire for refusing to drop sexual harassment charges against the principal. The remains of the late Spanish dictator Francisco Franco were exhumed Thursday from an elaborate state mausoleum near Madrid for relocation to a new burial site. This is the final chapter in a long legal battle between the dictator's heirs and the ruling socialist government of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, who prioritized removing Franco from the mausoleum since coming to power last year. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.